morning. I feel like dancing, don't you? Hi, good morning. Welcome back. Good to have you guys here. Back again here with the podcast, Leadership 365. I'm Nikki Dare, your host, Leadership 365. All right. Good morning, everyone. Glad that you all can join me once again here, rewriting nature. Can leadership in geoengineering save our planet? Oh my goodness, a whole lot of topic there. We're gonna get busy this morning. Stick around with me here. I'll think about, I don't know, about 45 minutes or so. I try to make it really to the point and hopefully brings a lot of value for you and in your life. All right, geoengineering part two. As promised, I was going to bring you this part two. We're talking about geoengineering is fascinating, truly. I mean, for me personally, it's very fascinating. I don't know about you, but I'm staying curious in this really specific topic, significant topic here, geoengineering. Actually, I was in the mixed feelings of choosing the right title for this podcast, and I am, yes, you got it, guess it right. I'm going to write an article about this, of course, a follow-up article. Rewriting Nature, Can Leadership in Geoengineering Save Our Planet? And another title that I was thinking about is like the double-edged sword, Leadership in Geoengineering and the Impact on Sustainability, because I love to talk about sustainability, right? So anyway, talking about saving our planet, there is a small disclaimer that I want to share with you. It is, you know, I made a couple of videos regarding the saving the planet. The term saving our planet is highly, highly commonly used, right? It is humanity that requires saving. Our planet just doing so well without us or with us. The earth will persist. It is our survival and the well-being of our communities that geoengineering aims to protect. And it's always the subject, I should say. So geoengineering is a bold and innovative approach to climate intervention. It does present both opportunities and challenges for sustainable communities. So in this podcast, I want to explore together with you the crucial role of leadership. Okay, we talk about geoengineering as itself, you know, how mankind can create this stuff, you know, these things, incredible things that mankind, humanity, or humans, ourselves can create to alter, modify weather. That's God's creation. But I want to touch on the leadership and the community as well. I want to explore the role of leadership in navigating the complexities of geoengineering. And also, I want to inject the ethical considerations, the concerns, right? Emphasizing the ethical consideration, also the engagement from the community engagement, and a long-term vision for that sustainable future. How about it? All right. So last week, as I promised, you know, I was going to bring on this part two of my thoughts. We covered part one last week, you know, geoengineering uncovered, innovative weather solutions and the global impact. Basically, you know, exploring how geoengineering as an alternative weather solution. But then as we uncover, we're finding out like, oh my gosh, there's a lot to talk about. So here we are. I'm going to cover part two on the leadership and the community engagement and the that ethical consideration. But here's a quote that I was going to share with you all. All right, is it just me or do you also feel that you're right by the ocean shore, drinking your pina colada, whether it's virgin or not virgin? But yeah, enjoy it, by the way. Any of you who are actually enjoying that pina colada, enjoy it. But here's a quote that I was going to share with you this morning, in alignment with this topic. The roadmap to sustainability demands that geoengineering efforts are guided by ethical principles, community engagement, and a long-term vision for our planet's future. I just made that up, and I thought that it's just in alignment with what we're talking about. All right, so the double-edged sword, leadership in geoengineering and the impact on sustainability. Welcome back, you guys, to Leadership 365 this morning with you. And I am your host, Nikki Dare. So glad that you all can join me here again, wherever you are listening, horizontally, vertically, or behind the wheel. Stay safe driving, by the way. Or at your workplace, taking your lunch break, dinner break, or just kicking off your heels after work on the other side of the globe. Enjoy that drink. If you are in the South, and in the West Coast, like me, in the Southern California, good morning. Enjoy your hot latte or hot, any kind of hot beverages here. The goal of this episode is really to empower you, all of my loyal listeners, wherever you are listening from around the world, with the tools and insights needed to navigate leadership challenges with agility and foresight in an ever, ever changing world. Change is constant, as we know. Excuse me. Leadership 365, it is a podcast that we had designed to inspire growth and impact for sustainability so you can create your best year of 365 days ever. So good to be here once again in the presence of you and many of you around the world. Here we go, another topic that hopefully it brings joy and value to your world. All right, so last week we talked about the fascinating topic of geoengineering. I try to kick it off with geoengineering, weather modification, how mankind can create and alter, modify God's creation for us on this planet, which is the weather. So this morning, as I promised you, we want to continue that discussion, this remarkable human efforts, but I want to also include leadership community, all of these things, right, that is part of the ecosystem, all of the moving parts within our efforts here. The field of geoengineering offers both potential advantages, opportunities, and also obstacles, right? Opportunities also maybe risks, right? Like we had discussed and we had mentioned this. It has transitioned swiftly from its initial theoretical concepts to the current advancements seen in innovative companies who are maybe at the stage of experiment or have already done this, right, alongside and trying to improve. To effectively navigate the future of geoengineering, it is very crucial to comprehend, to understand its historical development, major contributors, and ethical issues, dilemmas associated with it all. So maintaining a sense of curiosity towards this subject can be highly engaging. I also encourage and invite you all who are listening and hearing my voice right now, this moment, let us stay curious. It's a good thing. Let's stay curious. It's a great thing. I'm inviting you. All right, so navigating the future, leadership in geoengineering for sustainable communities. So as a leader in today's rapidly evolving world that we live in, I find myself constantly reflecting on the intersection of human ingenuity, community well-being, and the sustainability of our planet. All of this cross path, crossroads. There you go, Nikki. Crossroads, the roadmap, right? They're all intersected. The concept of geoengineering, though often met with some controversy, maybe even skepticism, right, offers a unique, very unique lens through which we can explore innovative solutions to some of the most pressing challenges facing humanity. So geoengineering broadly defined as the deliberate manipulation of Earth's climate system to mitigate, to mitigate the effects of climate change presents a complex and multifaceted set of opportunities, like I said, also risks. So at its core, geoengineering demands a thoughtful and strategic approach to leadership, one that prioritizes collaboration, partnership, and also, this is very, very key, ethical consideration, right? Ethical consideration, regulations and things like that, and a long-term view of our collective future, you know, impacting all humanity or everyone, everything that belongs to Earth, basically. It's a living thing, I should say. All living things, right? All species. they're all part of the ecosystem, not just humans, right? Definitely, of course. So in my role as a leader, I'm constantly reminded of the delicate balance between ambition. There's nothing wrong with ambition, creativity, and ambition that drives there. And responsibility, accountability, responsibility. We always talk about this. I mean, there's always things, there's always responsibility behind all of these things that we have created for the better future for our, you know, for our mankind, basically for humanity. The decision we make today will have far-reaching implications for generations to come, making it essential to approach geoengineering with a sense of humility and foresight. So by fostering a culture of open dialogue, right, inclusive and interdisciplinary collaboration, I mean, everybody can be included, obviously. I mean, it is like globally, right? We can harness the collective wisdom and expertise of diverse stakeholders to navigate the complexities of geoengineering with integrity and also with purpose. So one of the key pillars of effective leadership in the realm of this topic, geoengineering, is truly community engagement. There is a quote, actually, I don't know if I shared it with you already, but it's a quote where community engagement, it is the cornerstone of effective geoengineering. And only by including diverse voices can we create that resilient and sustainable solutions. I thought that really sets in nicely with what we're talking about. I just made that up, by the way. I like that a lot. So I don't know. I mean, if you guys are listening to this and then you kind of like resonate with what I just said, you know, leave me a comment. You know, what do you think? I always love to hear your thoughts and hear your feedback on any of the podcasts, really. You know, what you think about it. I mean, that way I know that you're there listening. But yeah, so this is, you know, geoengineering obviously is a huge topic, and there's a lot to talk about, all of the moving parts and everything around the geoengineering topic. One of the key pillars of the effective leadership, it really is community engagement and that collaboration, right? As leaders, we must recognize that any large-scale intervention in the Earth systems will have profound impacts on local and global communities. So by actively involving communities in the decision-making process and ensuring their voices are heard, you know, of course, this is going back again, building the trust and then fostering that resilience and empowering individuals to take ownership of the solutions that will shape their future, one community at a time, one, you know, business at a time, one village at a time, but everybody can be heard, right? Empowering everyone to take ownership. So I'm going to repeat the quote that I shared with you guys just earlier. Community engagement is the cornerstone of effective geoengineering. And only by including diverse voices can we create resilient and sustainable solutions. All right, let's take a few seconds breather. Music, please. All right, we're back. Moving on. Furthermore, effective leadership in geoengineering requires a very deep commitment to the principles of all other sustainability. So as we explore innovative approaches to climate intervention, we must prioritize solutions that not only address immediate challenges, but also contribute to the long-term health and resilience of our planet, Earth, right? So by embracing a holistic view of sustainability that encompasses social, economic, and environmental, I like to put all of these things, all of these moving parts together, all of this consideration, we can ensure that our action today set as a baseline for a very thriving and equitable future for everyone. So in navigating the complex landscape of geoengineering, all leaders must also grapple with ethical dilemmas and questions of governance, right? The potential risks and unintended consequences of large-scale climate interventions demand a robust framework of ethical guidelines, transparency, and accountability. So by upholding the highest level of standards of ethical conduct and engaging in such meaningful dialogue, two-way street, by the way, not just a monologue, dialogue, with policymakers, scientists, yes, especially, and the public, we can ensure that geoengineering initiatives are guided by principles of justice, equity, and respect for human rights. So looking ahead to the future, the role of leadership in geoengineering will only continue to grow in importance. As the impacts of climate change become increasingly severe and rather urgent, especially these days, the year is 2024, by the way, the need for bold and visionary leadership has never been greater. So by embracing our collective responsibility to safeguard our planet and secure a sustainable future for all, we can definitely harness, we can shoot for that. We can aim for that. We can aim harnessing the power of geoengineering as a force for positive change and also transformation. Yes. I was going to say music, please. Take a deep breather. 3 seconds. Music, please. All right, here's another quote. I'm going to just go ahead and jump in here and then share it with you all. This quote, really, I just made this up. There's like few of these quotes that I really enjoyed creating. Is in alignment with what we're talking about today. Visionary leadership in geoengineering is not just about innovation. It's about ensuring a sustainable and equitable future for all. All right, guys, hopefully that it resonating with you, all of these quotes that I shared. It's fun. It's fun to make this. Leadership in geoengineering is a complex and multifaceted endeavor that demands courage, demands vision, and a very deep commitment to the well-being of our planet and us and everybody, all species. You know, we cannot discriminate them all. The species are all part of the ecosystems here on this planet. It's inhabitants. I would include them all by saying it's inhabitants. By embracing these principles of collaboration, community engagement, sustainability, and ethical governance, we can chart a course towards a more resilient, equitable, and sustainable future for all. As leaders, we have a unique opportunity, accountability, responsibility to shape that trajectory of geoengineering in ways that would benefit humanity and safeguard the health of our planet for generations to come. So I'm inviting you, encouraging you together, let us rise to the challenge of leadership in geoengineering. And I'm still fascinated personally. I'm just fascinated about this topic, about this discussion, about the whole thing here, topic of geoengineering. Let us rise to the challenges of leadership in this field, guided by a shared vision of a future where innovation, compassion, stewardship, leadership converge to create a world that is truly sustainable for all. Yes, that is the goal. Music, please. 3 seconds, breather. All right, that was a good one. Okay, guys, welcome back. Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare here. Thank you so much. Those of you who are still here listening to me, to this podcast, thank you so very much. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel and then drop by to our YouTube channel at Nikki Dare. Leave us a message. Leave us a feedback, your thoughts, you know, in any of this. If you listening from iHeart, yeah, subscribe to iHeart. Page and all of this over there, or I don't know, Spotify maybe, but wherever, however that you guys listening this topic from, please do me a big favor, leave us your feedback and your thoughts and your reply. If it's resonating with you, give us a thumbs up and just, you know, give us a shout out. Thank you so much, by the way. Your feedback is truly a gift. All right, small PSA that was. Before we move on, I find this very fascinating, and I want to cover some history of geoengineering on this segment. And I think it is important for us. I mean, I always try to include something that fascinates me, and I'm not really, you know, not really an expert in it, and I'm not a scientist, nor I want to claim to be. I always like to learn the history of it. I think it's very important to understand how it all started and the why, right? So the history and companies in geoengineering, I want to also include the companies. It will not be complete without exploring the history of geoengineering and introducing you to the key companies that are driving innovation in this groundbreaking field. I don't know if it's groundbreaking, but, you know, some people, I think we just learned this after the pandemic. Okay. Let's get to it. Geoengineering as a revolutionary field of human activities concerning the direct human activities on the Earth's climate system has rapidly developed today, right? Thus, the roots of the first ideas and concepts of geoengineering and the most interesting and innovative companies in a domain are covered. I'm going to cover it. So, what is geoengineering? Geoengineering, often called climate engineering, they kind of like, you know, shorten it to geoengineering, climate engineering. It encompasses a range of technology designed to counteract climate change. This includes solar geoengineering and carbon capture techniques aiming to reflect sunlight or remove the CO2, the carbon dioxide, from the atmosphere. So the history of geoengineering, some key milestone I'm going to share with you. Early concepts and theoretical foundations. The roots of geoengineering date back to the 19th century with Swedish scientists named Svante Arrhenius speculating about CO2 emissions impacting global temperatures. And then there's a modern geoengineering proposals. In the 1960s, Edward Teller proposed methods to control climate change through reflective particles, laying the groundwork of modern geoengineering, as we know it today. Academic interest and experimentation, further after that, following up after that. The 1990s and 2000s saw increased academic research and experimentation, along with the UK government funding the Stratospheric Particle Injection for Climate Engineering, SPICE, SPICE, the project in 2011, if I'm not mistaken. So in recent developments, following up, in the 2020s, geoengineering has become a mainstream topic, with the U.S. national academies advocating for a research program in solar geoengineering. So here's some geoengineering companies to watch. The first one is Carbon Engineering. They're in Canada. This Canadian company specializes in direct air capture technology, aiming to mitigate climate change by removing carbon dioxide from the air. The company's name, Carbon Engineering. The second company that I want to shout out and mention, ClimeWorks, is a Swiss company. They focus on carbon capture. ClimeWorks operates direct air capture plants to permanently remove CO2. Ice 911, founded by Dr. Leslie Field. Now, Ice 911 focuses on Arctic ice restoration, a form of solar geoengineering. The next one is Planetary Hydrogen. It's also in Canada. This Canadian startup explores ocean alkalinity, like alkaline, enhancement to increase the ocean's ability to absorb CO2. The last but not least, Make Sunsets, an American company. Now, I do diligence research these people, each one of them. But Make Sunsets, an American company aiming to reduce incoming sunlight through solar geoengineering by launching, by like shooting to the air, basically, reflective particles into the atmosphere. I mean, literally, just shoot this aerosol particles, right? Hoping to cool the planet. The ethics and governance of geoengineering. Geoengineering ethics and governance are crucial topics given the potential risk and unintended consequences of climate intervention. I think it's very clear on this one, right? There's always that area. Transparent frameworks and ethical guidelines are very vital for responsible geoengineering. So, in conclusion, that I want to kind of summarize all of this. Geoengineering, again, presents both opportunities and also present challenges. From its early theoretical foundation to today's innovative companies, this field is evolving rather rapidly. So understanding the history, who's who, the key players, and ethical consideration of geoengineering is very essential for navigating its future. Very, very fascinating. For me personally, it is still. So let's stay curious. Music, please. All right, guys, I'm going to leave you with some bold questions and call to action takeaways. Similarly, what we did last week on the first part one of geoengineering, what is our role? How can each of us contribute to this responsible environmental stewardship in the face of technologies like geoengineering? Are you informed? Must stay educated on the latest developments in geoengineering and perhaps participate in public discussions. Why? Because your voice matters. And can we demand better? Advocate for stringent regulations and transparent research practices in this topic, in this field of geoengineering. And hold policymakers accountable. And the last, how do we balance innovation with caution? Well, support initiatives that seek to balance technological advancements with rigorous ethical standards and also sustainability goals. All right, I think that's it for me today. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in today's episode of Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare. So that was that. Part two. Like I said, I mean, you guys want to listen to the further, further discussion on this very topic, let me know, because this is very rapidly evolving before our eyes, and it is the future. But we're not going to end this without my final thoughts, obviously, right? So stick around here. my final thoughts on geoengineering and also leadership. So as we reflect on this intersection of geoengineering and leadership, it becomes clear that this emerging field holds vast potential for addressing the urgent challenges of climate change. Whether we like it or not, it's here, right? It's been here, but it's more so. Yet the journey ahead requires more than just scientific innovation. It demands visionary leadership. Sure is. It sure is. Ethical governance and a steadfast commitment to sustainability. So leadership in geoengineering must prioritize collaboration, partnership, as the complexities of climate intervention call for diverse perspectives and also interdisciplinary expertise from different areas, obviously, by fostering a culture of open dialogue, not a monologue, and mutual respect among scientists, policymakers, and also communities. All the leaders in those fields, we can ensure our geoengineering efforts are well-informed and considerate of broader implication. Ethical governance is crucial in navigating the risk and uncertainties associated with geoengineering. So leaders must uphold the highest standards of transparency and accountability. I mean, this is just a baseline. Ensuring decisions are guided by principles of justice, equity, and respect for human rights. This approach not only builds public trust, but also aligns with our collective responsibility to what? To aim for safeguarding the planet for future generations, right? Engaging communities is also important for the success of any geoengineering initiatives. By involving local and global communities in any decision-making processes, we can also still foster resilience and empower people, individuals, to take ownership of solutions, because that's what you want. You want them to feel like they have that ownership of making solutions, part of the solutions that will shape our future, their future. This inclusive approach aligns with the principles of the Roadmap to Sustainability, which we started, by the way, grassroots initiative that we started at the beginning of pandemic 2020, emphasizing shared responsibility and also collective action. Innovation and a long-term vision are key to aligning geoengineering with sustainability goals. So as we explore new technologies and methods for climate intervention, we must remain vigilant about the potential impacts and unintended consequences. So leaders must balance ambition with caution, ensuring that our actions today contribute to a sustainable and equitable future. Every range of climate intervention is distinguishable. It really does demand all people's viewpoints from every branch, every areas of knowledge, stated and interconnected. It's part of the ecosystem too, right? Through exchange and respect between scientists, with all due respect, policymakers, and communities, we can guarantee that our sights about geoengineering are well-informed and sustainable. And this ethical governance must lead the uncertainties and dangers of active geoengineering. Influential persons must be devoted to absolute openness and responsibility. Judgment must be centered on public integrity, equity, and human rights without the public's assurance. This is demanded by geoengineering. This is even more urgent in our interconnected dependence to defend the planet for unborn citizens. Community involvement is essential at all stages. Decisive measures concerning all sorts of professional geoengineering cannot be accomplished with active community collaboration, partnership too. So public responsibility resides with the people. And for the next generation, every concept in that roadmap for sustainability is all about depth, DEBT, and responsibility. It implies community participation, right? Competitive technology, long-term thinking are how engineering will become sustainable. I like that. Competitive technology and long-term thinking are are really how engineering will become sustainable. For many decades, our ideas of how federal proficiencies can be practically applied and our present responsibilities to improve have never been so intently united. We must maintain valuable vigilance, stay vigilant. Being a part of leadership doesn't need ambition or care misplaced. I like that. No, we cannot. We unite growth and medium ethics to honor demonstrated responsibilities from all, from us all. Geoengineering's journey is, I think, this is just my 3 cents here, it's just starting. So our victory is based on how much and what kind of person you are. So the journey of geoengineering is just beginning, and its success hinges on the quality of leadership guiding it. By embracing the principles of collaboration, ethical governance, and community engagement and innovation, we can harness the power of geoengineering to create the positive change that we want, that we always, always have a mission on. Together, we have the opportunity to shape a resilient and sustainable world, honoring our responsibility to both the present and the future generations. All right, guys, I think that is all there is to it in part 2 on geoengineering here today. But as a closing, of course, small PSA reminder, please don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Nikki Dare, NickyDare. And if you do listen on iHeartRadio or Spotify, subscribe to my channel and leave some comments and feedback, because your feedback is truly a gift for me, at least. Subscribe to our free Leadership 365 newsletter, where you find useful and inspirational articles. And of course, I also write on Medium platform, Medium, like size medium, medium.com/@MissNickyDare. All right, guys, love to see you there also. There are some questions. I've already done the questions, you guys, and that's about it. Merci de vous passer de temps avec moi aujourd'hui. Thanks for spending time with me today. I try to skate through all that so fast. All right, that was my cue to conclude all of this podcast for today. Merci de vous passer de temps avec moi aujourd'hui. Thanks for spending time with me today. J'espère que vous allez bien, you guys. Thank you so much. Gracias por escuchar mi podcast hoy. Y también, gracias por pasar tiempo conmigo hoy. Gracias. Muchas gracias. Terima kasih telah mendengarkan podcast saya hari ini. Terima kasih telah meluangkan waktu. Yes, meluangkan waktu bersama saya hari ini. Que tengas un gran día. Pase un buen journey. Thank you so much, guys. Semoga harimu menyenangkan. Jadikan hari ini yang menyenangkan. Stay in condition yellow. Situational awareness. Always, always watch your 6, 9, 12, and 3. Don't forget. Not just watch your 6, but 9, 12, and 3. Don't forget those two. Those corners always. Until next time, Nikki Dare signing off. Follow and connect with me on LinkedIn and YouTube. Check out some of my recent published books on Amazon. And hope can bring some values for you and your team. Thank you, guys. Hopefully this was a value to you. Signing off, Nikki Dare. God bless.